How's everybody? Are you blessed and highly favored? Amen. You anointed and appointed? Are you a warrior or a wimp? Amen. There's no wimps in the kingdom. Praise God. God is good all the time. Amen. Listen, with all the stuff that's going on in the world and all the demonic activity that's being released, you're going to find yourself in challenges, circumstances that you didn't realize before. And know that, you know, the Word tells us that God tests the hearts and the minds of individuals. He wants us to know what the intent of the heart is, because he says the heart is the most deceptive, devious sometimes. And it's what people are still harboring in their heart. So none of that, in this time of trial and tribulation, because we are in trials and tribulations right now. Amen? We're in perilous times. We're hard-pressed on every side. There's got to be a true connection to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. There's got to be a true love affair. And that true love affair comes with a price. The number one price is denying ourselves. But you can't get there unless you learn how to worship. There are worship. You must break through. You must cross over in worship. If you do not cross, see, so many people have never learned about crossing over in worship. And they wonder why they're still struggling in the same. They wonder why they're still fearful, angry, and prideful. Of course, they all protect each other. Fear protects self. Anger protects fear. Amen. But what protects them all? Pride protects self. So you got pride, fear, and anger. They all protect one another. What are they protecting? The old man. And the only way that's going to be broken through is if you begin to learn how to cross over and worship, where you end yourself, where it's no longer you that live, but him that lives. Where your spirit man is so strengthened, you can overcome everything. See, we are in a time right now where strength is going to be established by challenge. You're going to be challenged. The world is being challenged right now. And what's the purpose? God's purpose is to strengthen his body. We're being tested. We're either failing and getting approved. I mean, failing or being approved, one or the other. Disapproved or approved. But God never gives up on us, does he? But what we sow is what we what? Reap. Amen. So he uses that reaping to train us. Those are challenges. So there is strength by challenge. Everybody understand that? Amen. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. You know, I've met people that were, I mean, they had such bad cancer in their bodies, it was incredible. And they were the most joyful people. Laughter, whatever, they didn't care about dying. They didn't let their challenge of sickness or disease. Their spirit was so strong. I was so impressed. Did they want to be healed? Yes. But in that process of waiting to be healed, they were so strong, so joyful, giving God glory no matter what. Realizing that he'll either heal you here or heal you when you go home, one or the other. But there's a guaranteed healing. In Ephesians 6:10, let's speak it together. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Be strong in the what? In the Lord and the power of his might. Not ours. Amen? Not our might. His might. This is the difference between a spiritual warrior and a physical warrior. A spiritual warrior gets honored. A physical warrior, in other words, warrior of the flesh, is dishonored in the kingdom of God. If you remember when they all came in and attacked Jesus and Peter grabbed a sword and ripped the dude's ear off, He said, man, what you doing? He took picked up the dude's ear, slapped it back on his head. He said, man, we don't fight that way. We don't fight physically. We fight spiritually. And this is what must be practiced and put into place, because we want to be spiritual warriors. That's what God raises up, spiritual warriors, not physical warriors, spiritual warriors. Amen? So this, and this, he says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. In other words, the trickery, the challenges of the devil, the voice of the stranger, things that are going on around you. It doesn't matter. Be strong in the presence of God. But again, it's hard unless you learn how to break through in praise and worship. Breaking through that area. It's called crossover. We must cross over to the other side. That's what we seek to do. Cross over. That's why we worship. 2 Corinthians 10. Strength by challenge. Hallelujah. Again, our worst enemy is ourself. Self, the old man still. Your old man is challenging you every single day. You sleep with him. Amen. You go to work with him. You go to school, you go to church with him. You even worship with him. And he tries to interrupt your worship. He tries to distract you. You start counting dots on the walls and ceilings. And you start thinking about everything else. He's distracting you. Why? Because he knows if you don't cross over, he can snare you. He knows that you can't overcome challenges. 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3. Let's speak it. For though we walk in the physical realm or the flesh, we do not walk war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal or physical, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds. What's a stronghold? A memory lie. Something that you've agreed with a memory in your memory, and it's still planted there. It's not been removed. Casting down what? Arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. So he's telling you, look at the battles in your brain, in your mind, in your memories, in your emotions. It's in your soul. And being ready to punish all disobedience when you're what? Obedience is fulfilled. In other words, resist the devil and he'll flee. If you don't resist the devil, he ain't going to flee. And it's just not going to happen. So there's a reality of the challenge or the fight. We've got to make it real to me and you. This is not something that's just imaginary. It is real. And it must become so real to you that you're realizing that this is not a physical fight. It's a spiritual fight. And you must respond spiritually, not physically. Why? Because if you sow in the flesh, you reap what? Corruption. If you sow in the spirit, you reap life. And the enemy knows how to trick us up, so we sow in the flesh. We must recognize the challenge of the flesh and of the spirit. Now, these challenges cause me and you to be able to resist more. Why? You know, if you go to, think about this, people that go work out to the gym, what are they moving iron and working out with machines? It's resistance, isn't it? What's it doing? It's strengthening you. That's what it's doing. It's strengthening you. James chapter 4 and verse 6. It says, but he gives more grace. Now, what is grace? God's plan of escape. God's plan of escape. Everyone say it with me. God's plan of escape. That's what grace is. It's not favor. Grace is God's plan of escape. People tell me, I'm saved by grace. No, grace is God's plan of escape. If you're not cooperating with the plan, are you going to be saved? No. That's what cooperation is about. That's where so many, let me tell you, salvation grace is not the doctrine of Christ. Salvation grace, cooperating with grace, is the salvation. If you're not cooperating with the plan of escape, what happens? You step in the trap. You get snared. Amen? Let's speak it. Oh, hallelujah. But he gives more grace, therefore he says, God resists the proud. So is grace going to be established with the proud? No, it's going to be established with what? The humble. But God gives grace to the humble. Now, what does pride protect? Self. What protects pride? Anger. What protects anger? Fear. Verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn, weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Again, God resists the proud. What is pride? The word said pride goes before what? Destruction and a fall. Yeah. Pride goes and gets exposed. So God is exposing all these things in people's lives. Everywhere. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9. And he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in what? Weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am what? Strong. My plan of escape is sufficient. Strength of the Spirit made perfect in the weakness of the flesh. In other words, deny self. Deny self. James chapter 1. You know, think about the woman that had the issue of blood and spent all her money, and then she heard about Jesus, and she humbled herself to get as close to Jesus as possible. She was dying. Jesus was her only hope. Doctors couldn't help her anymore. She crawled to the crowd. People stepped on her, probably didn't even realize she was there. But she made it. She fought through. In her weakness, she fought through and touched the garment of Christ. And he felt the power. He felt power come out of him because she was faith. She knew, if I could just touch him, if I can cross over, I'll be made whole. I'll be strengthened. And when she touched his garment, she got completely healed. And he said, who touched me? And of course, everybody in the crowd and all the disciples are, Lord, everybody's bouncing off you. What do you mean, who touched you? And a woman stood up and confessed, I did. But the Lord thought that was phenomenal. He said, your faith has made you whole. That's all it takes. Don't look at your weakness. Don't look at your challenge. Look at him. That will change everything. Hallelujah. James chapter 1, verse 12. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. What are temptations? Challenges. For when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to those who love him. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted or challenged by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. Then when a desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it is full-blown, brings forth death. Do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Again, temptation is a challenge. What is it for? Strengthen your spirit. Strengthen your new man. 1 Corinthians 13. Don't run from your challenge. Overcome it. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. What does it say? When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man or mature, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is what? Love. Love. Love suffers. No, love doesn't parade itself. Amen? Love is not prideful. It's humble. Become mature. Able to overcome challenges in the spirit. Immaturity is a place where people need to go to the next level. You know, we've always heard, you know, when you miss it, you go around that mountain multiple times. Some people are still around on the mountain, man. They've been around that same mountain for years. You know why? They've never crossed over. They've never taken worship seriously. They just think it's a religious practice or a religious ritual. It's like people that go to church, they pay their tithe, they speak a word or whatever and read the Bible once in a while, and they expect all kinds of, they call themselves Christians, expect them, that's not spirit-filled. That's not what's happening. All of these things are coming to our service. Why? Because God is allowing the challenge to his body to mature them for what's getting ready to happen. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is a faithful saying. If a man desires a position in the kingdom, and he calls it a bishop, which is a position in the kingdom, he desires a good thing. A bishop then must be what? Blameless, a husband of one wife, temperate, sober-minded, of good behavior, hospitable, able to teach, not given to wine, not violent, not greedy for money, but gentle, not quarrelsome, not covetous, one who rules his own house well, having his children in submission with all reverence. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how will he be able to take care of the church of God? Not a novice, lest being puffed up with pride, he fall into the same condemnation as the devil. Moreover, he must have a what? Good testimony among those who are outside, lest he fall into reproach and a snare of the devil. A good testimony, references to hold position. Don't have to be perfect, just consistent. Consistent in doing the right thing. God looks for consistency. Hebrews 5 and verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be what? Teachers. Teachers. In other words, taking what you've learned and teaching it to others. You need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a what? He is a babe, but solid food belongs to those who are of full age or mature. That is, those who by reason of use have their what? Senses exercised to discern both what is good and what is evil. In other words, what is pleasing or displeasing to God? Wow. Many fall back into the flesh, what we call reactions, instead of spiritual responses, not able to absorb or digest the meat of the Word of God, still needing milk. They can only progress so far. There's limitations. What's the main problem? No crossover. No crossover. There's got to be a crossover. Worship. Stop being distracted. Focus on crossing over to Him. You're not worshiping the board, the words. You're worshiping Him. Those words are put up there for you to worship Him. Proverbs 29, verse 18. Where there is no revelation. Now, will crossover bring revelation? Yes. The people cast off restraints of their flesh. But happy is he who keeps the law. In other words, if they can't, they cast off the restraints of the flesh and they begin to move more in the flesh, live more in the flesh instead of in the spirit. So if your restraints are removed, the restraints of the enemy is removed also. No restraints, no crossover. No renew, no refresh. And one of the things we want to renew is our ID, our identification of who we are. If people realize who they were, that's what the enemy comes to steal. It's the first thing he comes to steal. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. What's he steal? Your identity. First thing, you lose sight of who you are. You're still fighting for your life instead of the life of Christ, because you haven't held on to the identity of who you are in Christ. Why? Lack of crossover. Matthew 16. Is everybody okay? Now, don't go up and try and stir up challenges, you know? Don't provoke anybody for anything, you know? Those are the wrong kind of challenges. Matthew 16, 24. Let's speak it, please. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him do what? Deny himself, pick up the cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will what? Will find it. That's everything. Every decision you make, there must be a denial of self. Every choice. You're always putting kingdom first. You're putting Christ first. For what profit is it if a man he gains the whole world and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man will come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he will reward each one according to his works. So God will reward us. Oh, hallelujah. Revelation 12, verse 7. And war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought. But they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil, Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they what? They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. So they had a good testimony, didn't they? And they did not love their lives to death. Why? They were able to deny themselves. They must have crossed over multiple times. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. In other words, he's come down to challenge like crazy. Hallelujah. Revelation 21, verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I'll be his God, and they shall be my son. But the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexual immorals, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. So we should be overcomers. Amen? If you're an individual that crosses over, you'll be an overcomer. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 5. Likewise, you younger people, submit yourselves to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another. That means respect one another. Be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, which means alert. Be vigilant, which means consistent. Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may what? Devour or what? Challenge. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world, so you're not the only one. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, after you have challenged and you overcame, you will be what? Become perfect, established, strengthened, and he will settle you. That's a promise from God. Amen. And I'm going to close at 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting at verse 1. And finally then, brethren, we urge and exhort in the Lord Jesus that you should abound more and more, just as you receive from us how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know that what commandments we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Well, that ain't going to happen unless you become a crossover. I didn't say cross-dresser. I said crossover. Not in passion of lust, lest the Gentiles who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of and defraud his brother in this matter, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testify. For God did not call us to uncleanness but holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject man, but God who has given us his Holy Spirit. Strength by challenge. Strength by challenge. Learn to worship to cross over. It is important. God seeks, the Father seeks those who are true worshipers. True worshipers are ones that cross over. Amen? They cross over. Let me tell you, you get filled with the Spirit, you speak in tongues, but even that, it's about crossing over. Gifts of the Spirit are to assist you to cross over. The word of God is to direct you to the path of crossover. Without crossover, there is no victory. You'll stay the same and go around that mountain over and over and over. You'll begin to do the same things. You'll begin to rely on your own strength. You won't be able to deny yourself. And you're certainly not going to pick up the cross, which is a spiritual sword, and fight spiritually. You only know how to fight physically. Amen. God is allowing the enemy to even challenge us, because he wants us to get up and fight. We are warriors in the spirit. not in the flesh. Amen. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you continue to remind us to deny ourselves and bring us to that place where we're spiritual warriors and not physical warriors. And we promise to give you all the glory and every victory in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen.